ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 27, अटैक बाय चंदबेगा ऑन द सिटी ऑफ किंग परंजना, द कैरेक्टर ऑफ कालकन्या, पार्ट 4, verses 11 through 30. Attack by Chandavega on the city of King Paranjana and the character of Kala Kanya. The great sage Narada continued,
"My dear King Prachina Barhishat, like you, King Paranjana also became implicated in so many desires. Thus, Paranjana worshipped demigods, forefathers, and social leaders with various sacrifices, which were all very ghastly, because they were inspired by the desire to kill animals.
Yukteshu evang pramattasya kutumbasakta chetasa asasada savai kalo Yo priya priya yoshitam."
Thus, King Paranjana, being attached to fruitive activities, karma kandiya, as well as kith and kin, and being obsessed with polluted consciousness, eventually arrived at that point, not very much liked by those who are overly attached to material things.
O king, in Gandharva Loka, there is a king named Chandavega, and under him there are 360 very powerful Gandharva soldiers. Along with Chandavega were as many female Gandharvis as there were soldiers, and all of them repetitively plundered all the paraphernalia for sense enjoyment. When King Gandharva Raj, or Chandavega, and his followers began plundering the city of Puranjana, a snake with 5 hoods began to defend the city. This 5-hooded serpent, the superintendent and protector of the city of King Puranjana, fought with the Gandharvas for 100 years, but he fought alone with all of them, although they numbered 720. And because he had to fight alone with so many soldiers, all of whom were great warriors, the serpent with 5 hoods became very weak. Seeing that his most intimate friend was weakening, King Paranjana and his friends and citizens living within the city all became very anxious. King Paranjana collected taxes in the city known as Panchala, and thus, Madhubuk, he was able to engage in sexual indulgence. Being Stri Jitta, completely under the control of women, Paranjana could not understand that his life was passing away and that he was reaching the point of death.
Oh, my dear King Prachina Barhishat, at this time the daughter of formidable time was seeking her husband throughout the 3 worlds, and although no one agreed to accept her, she came anyway. This daughter of time, known as Jara, was very unfortunate. Consequently, she was known as Durbhoga, ill-fated. However, she was once pleased with the great king Puru, and because Puru accepted her, she granted Puru a great benediction. So when I once came down to this earth from Brahmaloka, which is the highest planetary system, the daughter of time, wandering over the universe, met me. And knowing me to be an avowed brahmachari, she became kama mohita,
illusioned by lust, and she proposed that I accept her. But when I refused to accept her request, she became very angry at me and cursed me severely. And because I refused her request, she said, "Statum arhasi naikatra. You will not be able to stay in one place for any length of time." So after she was thus disappointed with me, with my permission, she approached the king of the Yavanas, whose name was Bhaya, fear itself, and she accepted him as her husband. Approaching the king of the Yavanas, Kalakanya, the daughter of formidable time, addressed him as a great hero and spoke like this. "Oh, my dear sir, you are the best of the untouchables. I am in love with you, and I want you as my husband. I know that no one is baffled if one makes friends with you. Dwau imau anushochanti balau asad avagrahau yo loka shastro panatang narati natad ichhati. One who does not give charity according to the customs or injunctions of the shastras, and one who does not accept charity in that way, both are considered to be in the mode of ignorance. For such persons follow the path of the foolish. Surely they must lament at the end. O gentle one, I am now present before you, just to serve you. Please accept me, and thus show me mercy." Etavan pausho dharmo yad artan anukampate. For it is a gentleman's greatest duty to be compassionate upon a person who is distressed. The great sage Narada continued, "After hearing the statement of Kalakanya, the daughter of time, the king of the Yavanas began smiling and devised a means for executing his confidential duty on behalf of Providence. He then addressed Kalakanya as follows: "After much consideration, I have arrived at a proper husband for you. For actually, as far as everyone is concerned, you are inauspicious and mischievous. And since no one likes you, how can anyone accept you as his wife? This world is a product of fruitive activities. Therefore, you may imperceptibly attack people in general. Helped by my soldiers, you can kill them without opposition. Now, here is my brother, Prajvara. I now accept you as my sister, and I shall employ both of you, as well as my dangerous soldiers, to act imperceptibly within this world." Recorded November 30, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Mord Gauranga is calling. Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch known as Maya? Oh, you have forgotten the way of devotional service, and you find yourself lost in this world of birth and death. But I have descended just to save you. And other than myself, you have no real well-wishing friend in this world. And I have brought this specific medicine that will wipe out this disease of illusion or Maya for which you are suffering. So now, take this Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And now the author of this song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, says, I fall at the feet of Lord Gauranga, having taken this Maha Mantra from him.